You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. One, two, three, four. One, two, three,
hey. And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Pat Riley, owner of Harper's and Club Rush in East Lansing. Good evening, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing awfully well. You're about to open the doors for yet another great event this evening at Club Rush.
Yes, we are. T.J. Duckett putting on with his Lunch with a Purpose a Cuts for Cancer fundraiser tonight, raising money for Ingham Regional Health Foundation's breast cancer research.
Well, and it's like you said, we're about to do this. We're going to open the doors in about 12 minutes at 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock this evening. And the as you said, it's a fundraiser for Ingham Regional Health Breast Cancer Research Center. And what actually is going to happen in there tonight?
Well, there's a band called All-American Funk Parade that's going to be playing, and probably the highlight of the evening will be TJ getting his beard shaved off. He's been growing this now for 2 years, and a number of other people have been growing their hair to raise awareness for breast cancer research, and it's all been part of the Cuts for Cancer, which means tonight is the night everybody gets their hair cut off or their beard shaved off, and TJ is going to be doing it on stage. So we've got some entertainment music-wise, and we've got some entertainment from TJ Duckett watching him get a close shave.
Well, and that is worth the price of admission. And what is the price of admission tonight?
We're just asking for a $5 donation at the door, and there'll be hors d'oeuvres served and lots of drinks served, and he'll be... It's a great event. We've had about three or four of these now, raising money for the Ingham Regional Health Foundation. And TJ, is just a special person when it comes to, promoting, philanthropies, for breast cancer research. And, hopefully by the end of tonight, we'll have raised over $20,000 for, Ingham Regional Health Foundation.
Well, that's an amazing goal. Now, you say you've done this in the past. Has the amount been similar to that? I mean, clearly you've been raising a lot of money.
Yeah, it's we won't raise $20,000 tonight. It's with the three events prior to this and tonight. We'll probably close in on around $25,000, and we'll have the people from Ingham Regional here tonight, and hopefully we'll be able to present them with a check. TJ will do that sometime tonight, maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock, and hopefully it'll be a large one.
Well, we love it. And that's why I wanted to be sure to get you on this evening, someone from either yourself or Tricia, because I just thought this was an important event. And it goes from 6 till 10 o'clock, as I said. And so I wanted as many folks as possible to get down there. Club Rush, it's a beautiful club. You can fit a lot of people in there. So we want folks to come out. Do we know what time he's going to be getting the shave and getting the haircut?
I'd say he's probably going to be getting the shave somewhere around 7:30. The doors open at 6. We take the event till 10 o'clock. And then because this is also a special MSU night, we'll all move upstairs to Harper's and watch the women's basketball team beat Wisconsin Green Bay, hopefully.
So, I was going to ask you about that, so I'm glad you got that in there because you've got the big screens lining the walls upstairs.
Right. So it's going to be a pretty nice night. We get a chance to raise money for a great cause, and then we also get to watch one of our favorite sports teams hopefully bring home the victory in the NCAA tournament.
Well, and nobody knows how to do a game night like Harper's does, that's for sure.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We should probably have 400 or 500 people come to the fundraiser. It's open to the public, so we hope everybody stops by. As I said, it's only a $5 donation at the door, and it's going to a great cause.
And he's been doing these, you know, growing the beard and the hair for years now. He's done these for charities, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has a great cause within him, which is to help in the cancer research area, and he's pretty much dedicated his life to trying to help other people. And his Lunch with a Purpose, if you go to that website, you can see all the things he does even on a weekly basis. And it doesn't have to be large things, it can be small things, but it's just the idea of helping other people out.
Well, and of course, we're all thrilled to have him back in the Lansing area, of course, with MSU playing football and then with the Seattle Seahawks. And for him to come home and immerse himself in the community again is a bonus for us.
Yeah, he loves to do it, and we love to help him out. We've been doing a number of fundraisers throughout the year, and we're going to continue to do so.
Well, I wish you luck. I think I'm going to swing by after the show tonight to be a part of all the festivities and just see this. I can't wait to see him get the shave and the haircut, and his several friends as well.
Yes. That'd be great. We'd love to see you, Cheryl.
Well, thank you so much, Pat, for filling us in again, 6 to 9 at Club Rush at Harper's, and then we'll all move upstairs to watch MSU's women's basketball go for a big win. Thank you, Pat.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Pat Riley, who is owner of Harper's and Club Rush in East Lansing. Just a couple of things, as I told you about before, T.J. Duckett, of course, a running back at MSU and has been involved, as Pat said, in philanthropic fundraising throughout his athletic career. After he was released from the Seahawks in 2009, he used that humbling experience to kind of expand his efforts and focus on community outreach and giving back. And he said as he started growing his current beard around 2009, as Pat told us, the same year his career in professional football kind of took a turn, and he was waived from Seattle Seahawks from their roster. And he found himself, he said, kind of rethinking about his choices in life. He told an interviewer from the Huffington Post he had lost a sense of who he was, but once he started to get rid of myself, I began to get a sense of self-worth. With football, and I think with any job, he was quoted in the Huffington Post as saying, you get caught up in it, it starts to run your life, it consumes you. When it was taken away from me, he said, I had to think, now what am I about? He knew he liked to help other folks, and he was no stranger to charity. After his mother died from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2000, he set up the TD Foundation to help women with cancer and their foundations. He'd also been participating in annual fundraising for a foundation called St. Baldrick's Foundation since 2005, growing out a beard and directing anyone who noticed it to donate to that fund. He grew the beard throughout each football season and then would shave it off at an event like the one tonight and donate the funds he accumulated for the charity. And he said he realized that those moments of giving back were more important to him than his past occupation was. He says, when I thought about all those things, it was a process of finding myself. I thought, hey, I'm human. I can make a big impact in this world. So he decided to take action. Currently, he's using the beard growing expertise, as we have said, to support Ingham Regional Healthcare Foundation here at home in Lansing, Michigan, with his new charity group, the Cuts for Cancer. So again, repeating that, and I don't think I can repeat it enough, the event is at Harper's Club Rush in East Lansing tonight. It starts in 5 minutes, about from 6 till 10 p.m., only $5 donation at the door. So I hope to see some of you there this evening as well. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.